I've been thinking a lot about immortality lately, not in the sense of an afterlife, but in the sense of the kind of contribution I can make with my life that will make a difference, a legacy, if you will. Chalk it up to the fact that I'm approaching 60, which forces me into almost daily reflection, or to the passing of people I know and love, which really forces me to reflect, or chalk it up to the fact that I'm basically a nice guy. I've decided to donate my body to science. When I die, hopefully decades from now, my body will be transported to Palo Alto, where it will become an object lesson, literally, for first-year students studying anatomy at Stanford Medical School. A number of people have asked me why I want to make what they consider a pretty dramatic statement, voting with my feet in my last election, as it were. One reason for my decision is purely practical. It's important to train doctors in anatomy, and bodies are hard to come by, even though 2 million people die each year in the United States. I suspect that squeamishness plays a big part in this. I do research in organ transplantation for a living. When they die, many people are reluctant to donate their heart or lungs or kidneys in order to save someone's life. They'd likely find the prospect of having their whole body cut up by a group of aspiring physicians wielding scalpels for the first time orders of magnitude more disturbing and macabre. But really, so what? I'll be dead. My body will be treated with respect by the students, and in an important way, I will have assisted in their training. Who knows? Maybe one day, one of them will make the medical breakthrough of the late 21st century. Long ago, I decided to have my body cremated, and that will happen only 2 years later than originally planned. My ashes will be returned to my family and disposed of according to my wishes. And the other reason for this decision is that I'll have the satisfaction of knowing that I was able to extend my legacy further into the future than I had ever dreamed possible. With a long-term perspective, this is Jeff Braff.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.